The fastest way to improve what Codex builds for you is to improve the definition of done. A longer prompt can help. A newer model can help. Neither one can rescue a project when success exists only as a feeling in your head. The strongest evidence from the past 2 weeks points toward a practical division of labor. You define the outcome, the constraints, the examples, and the approval points. Codex handles the implementation and testing. Then you judge the result through visible proof. This pilot covers developments published from August 8 through August 21, 2026. The evidence comes from Cline, Liquid AI, ThoughtWorks, Prime Intellect, GitHub, OpenAI, and Anthropic. Several sources are vendors describing their own work. The leading experiments are useful but narrow. Treat the recommendations as practices to test in your own projects. Section 1. Define success before Codex starts. Cline published an evaluation of coding agents using 89 terminal tasks. Its most useful finding was instability. Results moved across repeated runs. The same named model also produced meaningfully different scores through different service routes. The technical reasons can stay with Codex. The business lesson is simple. A model name does not tell you whether your tool will work. One successful demonstration does not tell you whether it will work again. Liquid AI supplied a second warning. Two coding agents passed small tests on a data processing task. Both failed when evaluated against the full workload. One eventually improved through repeated attempts against a separate acceptance system that the agent could not rewrite. That was one case. Humans created the specification and the acceptance system. The report did not provide a complete cost or labor account. Still, it demonstrates a useful pattern for anyone directing Codex. The builder should not have sole control over the meaning of success. There are four parts to a strong assignment. First, state the user outcome. Describe what a person should be able to accomplish when the work is finished. Second, state the boundaries. Name what Codex may change, what must remain untouched, and which actions require your approval. Third, provide representative examples. Include ordinary cases, difficult cases, and at least one case that should fail safely. Fourth, define the evidence you need before accepting the work. Ask for a working demonstration, results from the representative examples, and a short account of what remains uncertain. Taken together, those four elements create a definition of done that both you and Codex can inspect. Here is language you can use at the start of a build. Before building, restate the user outcome in plain language. List any assumptions you are making. Propose how you will demonstrate that the tool works. Include representative examples and important failure cases. Wait for my approval of that plan before changing the product. Do not weaken the approved success criteria simply to make the work pass. You do not need to write software tests yourself. Your responsibility is to decide whether the proposed proof represents the result you actually want. The builder move is to approve the evidence plan before Codex begins implementation. The acceptance check is whether a successful demonstration would persuade you even if you did not know which model or method produced it. Section 2. Direct the outcome, not the engineering ritual. ThoughtWorks published a small experiment on test-driven development inside an AI agent's work loop. Test-driven development means writing a failing test before writing the feature that makes it pass. It is a respected human software practice. Across five exploratory batches, the agent-run version produced no clearly discernible improvement in design, test quality, or the study's independent fault detection measure. The reported token totals were several times higher. Those numbers need restraint. The study was small. The tasks were new pieces of business logic rather than mature products. Models judged some aspects of quality. The token totals included inexpensive cached work and should not be read as direct dollar costs. The valuable conclusion is narrower. Detailed process instructions can create activity without creating a better result. Telling Codex to follow a respected method may sound disciplined while giving you little additional confidence. This matters because business builders often respond to uncertainty by adding instructions. Use this framework. Follow these 12 steps. Create these documents. Ask three agents to review one another. Each addition may help, but complexity itself can masquerade as rigor. There are three questions to ask when Codex says the work is complete. First, show me the main user task from beginning to end. I want to see the experience, not merely hear that the tests passed. Second, show me how the tool handles the most important failure cases. I want to see a safe refusal, a useful error, or a recovery path where one is needed. Third, show me evidence that the new work did not break what already worked. Summarize the checks and identify anything you could not verify. The practical result is a shift from managing Codex's internal process to judging its observable output. This does not mean giving vague direction. Your brief should be specific about the user, the decision, the constraints, and the evidence. It should remain flexible about the implementation unless a particular method is a real requirement. Here is the instruction to carry forward. Choose the implementation approach you judge most effective. My requirements concern the user outcome, the constraints, and the evidence of success. Explain any trade-off that requires a business decision. Do not add process merely because it sounds like best practice. The builder move is to replace inherited process demands with outcome requirements. The acceptance check is whether the evidence shows the tool is useful and reliable, regardless of whether Codex followed your preferred engineering ritual. Section 3. Ask for evidence that survives a second look. Klein's evaluation varied across reruns. Prime Intellect found a related pattern in 153 autonomous research runs across 18 models. In that specialized benchmark, stronger agents did not consistently win by inventing entirely different ideas. They were better at handling noisy results. They repeated borderline experiments, reconsidered earlier failures, and checked whether combined changes still produce the claimed improvement. The benchmark involved an expensive research task and does not represent ordinary business software. The transferable lesson concerns evidence discipline. A fluent account of success can hide luck, a favorable example, or an untested assumption. For your next consequential build, ask Codex for an evidence packet with four parts. First, include the representative examples you approved before the build and show what happened in each one. Second, include known failure cases. Explain which failures were fixed, which remain, and how the tool behaves when it cannot complete the task. Third, repeat the most important check. One pass proves that the tool worked once. A repeated result gives you more reason to believe the behavior is stable. Fourth, state what would change the recommendation. Name the unresolved assumption, new evidence, or failure that would justify another iteration. What this means is that the final answer should include proof, not merely confidence. The evidence should also survive outside the chat. A GitHub practitioner described how plans, decisions, validations, and approval points become difficult to recover from long conversations. His evidence comes from two working examples, so it should not be treated as a universal finding. The practical problem is familiar. Chat is good for direction, but important decisions disappear in the scroll. Ask Codex to maintain three short files for a substantial project. First, keep a brief that states the current goal, audience, boundaries, and definition of done. Second, keep a decision record that explains material choices and unresolved questions. Third, keep a verification report that states what was tested, what passed, what failed, and what could not be checked. Taken together, those files let you judge the current state without reconstructing weeks of conversation. They also let another agent or another person challenge the work. The builder move is to make Codex produce a compact evidence packet with the product. The acceptance check is whether someone can understand the result, the proof, and the remaining risk without reading the entire chat history. Section 4. Put approval before consequential action. OpenAI's agent software added a revealing warning during this period. A check that rejects an agent's output cannot reverse an external action that already happened. If an agent sends an email, publishes a page, deletes a record, changes access, or completes a purchase, cleaning up the conversation afterward does not undo the action. OpenAI and Anthropic both released controls that point toward narrower, and more temporary authority. Those releases show that the controls exist. They do not prove that every AI action is safe. For a business builder, the rule is straightforward. Decide the approval boundary while defining the assignment. There are three action levels. First, Codex may perform reversible work inside the project. It can inspect files, draft changes, build locally, and run tests. Second, Codex must preview consequential actions and wait. This includes sending messages, publishing, deleting cloud data, making purchases, and changing who can access information. Third, reserve especially sensitive actions for manual completion when the cost of a mistake is high or recovery is uncertain. The final implication is that permission belongs in the brief, not in a correction after the agent acts. Use this direction when a project can affect the outside world. Work autonomously on reversible changes inside the project. Before any external action, show me exactly what will happen, where it will happen, and what data will leave the project. Wait for approval. If the action cannot be reliably reversed, stop and ask me to complete it. The builder move is to classify actions before work begins. The acceptance check is a dry run that shows the approval step prevents the consequential action until you authorize it. Section 5. The next build. The best improvement you can make this week is small. Add 4 sentences to your next Codex assignment. First, name the person and the outcome the tool should serve. Second, name the constraints and approval boundaries. Third, provide representative examples, including one important failure case. Fourth, describe the evidence you want before you accept the result. Then let Codex choose how to build and test. Ask it to explain trade-offs that require your judgment. Require visible proof at the end. The most useful lesson from this evidence window is that better AI building depends less on supervising every technical step and more on making your intent and acceptance standard explicit. Give Codex a result it can aim at. Give yourself evidence you can challenge. That is the working relationship worth improving.